Who can tell me where this gospel is always read? Certain part of the liturgical year, it's always read, this gospel. Ash Wednesday. Bravo. You get 100. Now, let's... Why? Because, you know, pray, fast. I'll show you in a minute, I hope. Paul is going on to encourage these Corinthians to be generous to the poor. It's very interesting. So here he is again, you see? Let everybody do what he determined to do without sadness or complaining. Here comes Paul. I got to give this money now. No. See, God loves a cheerful giver. Look how cheerful Jesus is. And so you see, and he goes on, the one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest, not of your bread, but of your righteousness. Huh? Now, this text is, as you know, is from the Sermon on the Mount. And our Lord takes here the three basic words of biblical piety. They are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer, relate to God. Know God, worship God. Prayer, that's the foundation. Then fast, abstain from things. Almsgiving. If you abstain from things, then you have something to give away. This is the foundation of biblical piety. Now, this is a text, in case somebody doesn't believe me. No, not really. It's because it's so beautiful. Simeon HaTzadik, the just man, was one of the survivors of the great synagogue. That's after the Roman occupation and all of that. And he was, they were down in Yamnia. He used to say, upon three things the world stands: upon Torah, upon worship, and the showing of kindness. And the word there for that is chasidim, from chesed, you know. Enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. That's it. So, this is the basic prayer. Relate to God. Come to know God. Rejoice in God. And then, deprive yourself. Fast. Fast from food. Fast from shopping. You know, fast. And then, you can help the poor. Because you've been restricted yourself. I often tell this. One day I was praying upstairs. The community had given me for my birthday about, oh, maybe now it's 10, 12 years ago. Beautiful leather jacket. And I really liked it. And one day at prayer, the Lord said, I want you to give that jacket away. I said, you know, like, how about the other one? You know, I got another one. He said, no, that one. So I took it and put it over there in the, you know, the bin over there by the parish there for the St. Vincent de Paul group. Now, I've never figured out exactly why he wanted me to do that, except don't get tangled up with stuff, you know. But you see, if we pray, we're in contact with God. Can you imagine? Contact with God? You know, you can't call up on the phone, I'd like to talk to the president. You can't do that. But you can turn to God anytime you want and have Almighty God listen to you. Prayer, the first thing, you see. Then deprive yourself of food. Then you can give it away. Of money, you can give it away. Of clothes, you can give them away. Fast. Take care of the poor. This is one of the three foundations of biblical piety. It's not something extra. You know, if you like it, you can take care of the poor. No. It's one of the three foundations. That's why when our Lord, they don't give us this part of the gospel today. They start off, you see. When you give alms, don't blow a trumpet, for heaven's sake. You know. Now, Matthew has changed the order. He knows very well what the order is, and everybody, his original readers know too, but he changes it. Why? Because he's working on the Sermon on the Mount, right? And he wants the very high point of the Sermon on the Mount to be the Our Father. So he goes, instead of the order, you see, when you blow alms, when you give alms, don't blow a trumpet. You know, just shut up. Give alms, help. Send a check, give alms. When I have lived in countries that are very poor, and people are always coming up, so I made up my mind, well, I can't give much because I don't have much, but I certainly can give dignity. And so I would carry a whole pocket full of coins around so I could say, here, now pray for me. So we met like human beings. So praise, you know, alms, you know, help the poor. So you see, he wants the Our Father when you pray, and then we skip it today. This is how you pray. And then he teaches us the Our Father right here, but it's skipped in our text because everybody has to go to work and they don't have time, I guess. The last one. So that's why Simeon, HaTzadik. You know that word now, right? Tzedek, Tzadik, the just man, right? Simeon, HaTzadik, one of the great teachers and holy men of Israel, said the whole of life relies on these three things. You see? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer, you're in touch with God. Fasting, you deprive yourself. Then almsgiving, you've got something to give away. And that's this text, huh? And so he says, now when you're doing this, don't advertise it. You know, millionaires give away, I don't know, $10 million to build the John Q. Jones Library at Podunk U, right? And there's a big ceremony and everybody's playing the band and you cut the ribbon it's okay, he deserves it. He gave away $20 million or something. But the Lord said, don't do that. Your Father sees you all the time. And he never forgets. He never forgets. So if you forgive somebody, you see, if you turn to him in prayer, if you deny yourself and you help the poor, he never forgets. What does Jesus say? I was hungry and you fed me. I was in jail and you came to see me. I was sick and you came to me. We say, Jesus, I never saw you. I promise you, whatever you did for the least of my brothers, you did for me. So that's this text here. Very precious, isn't it? If we just pray, you see, if we deprive ourselves and help the poor. You notice how strong Pope Francis is on this? He never lets up. He's always talking about helping the poor, isn't he? Did you notice that? Well, notice, but then do something about it. So if the Lord tells you to give away your best jacket, do it. You know, except when I preach and think about this, I never think of that jacket at all. I mean, you know, except when I use it in a homily. Let's be generous.